Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back for another episode of the Dear Growing Women podcast. I'm so excited that you decided to join me today on this journey of becoming who we were created to be. I am super excited about this community that is building. And to all of you, all of my new listeners, thank you for tuning in. So I've been going back and forth in my mind about where or how often I should release new episodes. There's the weekly thing, and then there's the semi-weekly, which is every other week. And then there are monthly. So give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Should it be weekly, semi-weekly, or monthly? It depends on you and how much you want to hear what's happening here in me and through this podcast. Like I said, I'm so excited to be back another day, another episode. So this episode comes from a moment of personal reflection. All of them do, but this one particularly, a recent reflection that I had. I was reading Mark chapter 4 about the farmer who went out to plant some seed. And I had some thoughts. So, of course, it is everybody's desire to be the person or to have the heart or the soil that is fertile. But I want to talk about the times when we're not so fertile. So I'm going to read it to you. So this was Jesus giving the parable of the farmer scattering seed. And it's Mark chapter 4. I'm actually going to start at verse 3. It says, "Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain." Verse 8 says, "Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted." Then he said, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." So this is Jesus talking here, but I want to focus in on the seed that fell on shallow soil. And the reason why I want to focus there, because there are many moments in our lives that we are gung-ho, like we're all in it in that moment, not realizing that we haven't dealt with some of the things that keep us stagnant, things that keep us from growing roots that are deep, that can withstand weather, that can withstand the sun, that can withstand the rain. And sometimes we don't deal with the underlying rock under that soil. Yeah, we see some green grass maybe, but nothing of value, nothing that can produce fruit can ever grow there because we have some underlying things. So for me, I think one of those underlying things that I have been dealing with is fear and rejection. Like, those are two of probably my biggest rocks, underlying rocks. I say that because those two things drive what I do or have in the past, because I'm coming out of that. Amen. But those two things have driven what I've done, if I've done it, when I do it, how I do it, where I do it. So I enjoy singing, and I went through a season of life where it was like every time I would really pour my all out and be all in. It was just like the enemy came and wanted to attack me in that area through people in my surroundings. And that became a sore spot for me. So much so that I stopped singing altogether, stopped participating in different things, not realizing that that was one area for me where I found freedom. I found the strength to be myself. I found joy and like all of those things, but I allowed rejection and fear of not being good enough to literally keep me from growing in that area. And it's not easy, let me say that, because I have to fight every day to overcome the lies of the enemy that I have believed and adopted over time. And one thing that I recognize is that the enemy really fights you in the area where you may possibly make the most impact. Hence why we have not had episodes of Dear Growing Woman in a while, because life just started lifing, honestly. After 2019, I felt like I lost my wind. And out of fear, I guess I just stopped altogether, not realizing that this podcast is necessary. Anything that I post is necessary. It's going to help someone because it has helped me. So in this season of my life, I am fighting. I'm fighting for life. I'm fighting to hold on to my sound. I'm fighting to hold on to the promises that God has made me and the things that I know that He wants to do in me, through me. I'm fighting for all of those things. And so one of my prayers is that the Lord reveals my fears, exposes to me areas that I'm just not trusting Him, underlying rocks, areas that I am hesitant because of my lack of confidence in Him. That's yucky. Oh, that's so yucky. But the reality is, there are things that just have to be identified. And then you need to break up that rock so that you can get deeply rooted. So you can get deeply rooted in your relationship with God, deeply rooted even in your relationship with other people, because fear and rejection will cause you to reject other people, to have the mentality that, oh, you're just like everybody else. And sometimes you miss some of your greatest blessings because you push them away. So my challenge to each of you listening today is to, let's go under that shallow soil. Let's break up some of those underlying rocks, some of those things that are not pretty, but they have to be addressed. Because if you don't address them, they will choke the life out of you. We don't want that. We don't want that. So, just like I promised in the last episode, I want to keep the episode short. Short and sweet, straight to the point. So allow me to pray over you. Father, thank you so very much for each listener. I thank you that we are going after the underlying rocks that keep us from being fertile, that keeps us from being fruitful in the earth, and keeps us from fulfilling the purpose that you have intended for our lives. There is no more fear. There is no more rejection that is powerful than you, that is more powerful than you. Nothing is more powerful than you. So help us lean into you in confidence. Help us to lean into you with trust that you have our best interests at heart and nothing else. That your intended purposes for us were to be fruitful and to multiply. And we intend to fulfill every bit of that. And I know that it was not just in the natural, but it was also in the spirit. We intend to fulfill every bit of that. Be fruitful and multiply your kingdom. God, thank you for causing us to be producers. Causing us to not only be consumers, but to be producers. To produce so that others can see you, so that others will want to come to you. And others want to be in that light with you and have a relationship with you. I thank you for each woman listening, each man listening, whoever you are. I thank you for each of those listeners, and I pray a special blessing upon them. And as they hear this, Lord, I ask that you will cover them, and I ask that they will feel your love every day in the most awkward circumstances. And in the best circumstances, in every circumstance, that they'll be able to feel your love and the compassion that you have for each of us. Thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.